詹姆斯·尔湾基金会2024年领导力奖获奖名单出炉，表彰来自六个组织的九位领导人。他们致力于解决加州教师短缺、大学入学和完成，以及确保亚裔美国人和太平洋岛民 LGBTQ 加难民和移民群体的健康和安全。本月26日，九位获奖者出席了少数族裔媒体服务机构线上座谈会，分享他们专注的特定社会问题和挑战。Rich 大学教务长兼高级副校长 Elizabeth Bayham 和 Hector Camacho 通过在职学位和证书课程解决加州教师短缺问题，获得2024年领导力奖。Bayham 指出，由于许多教师退休或离职，加州现在至少短缺一万名教师，教师短缺对学生的负面影响很大。
Where it's teachers doing coverage from one classroom to the next. They're at risk of not meeting grade level standards, which such unpredictability and perhaps having people who are underprepared to teach them at grade level standard. We know that the teacher shortage leads to larger class sizes.We know that the teacher shortage means that children have fewer academic and extracurricular offerings. And we know that it leads to lower quality instruction, limiting students' access to individualized attention and support, understanding where their true academic gaps are, and inhibiting their ability to achieve academic.
Bayham 强调，为了未来不让其他儿童重蹈覆辙，他致力于加强全民教育，培养年轻的有色人种领袖，并致力于通过与学校合作来培训和安置有抱负的教师，服务多元化的学生。Hector Camacho 指出，高等教育的可负担性是当前最大的挑战之一，希望有更多的学费减免帮助，同时对大学内非教师员工进行资格培训，以充实教师队伍。
The workforce that we're looking for already exists within the schools, but they have lacked opportunity to higher education and to teacher credentialing. So in those schools, there are countless paraprofessionals, classroom aides, food service workers, bus drivers, office assistants, who have already chosen to work with students, but they lack the degree or credential to be able to be a certificated teacher.
詹姆斯·尔湾基金会成立于1937年。基金会的使命是透过投资于创新的项目和领导者，来促进有效的公共政策和持久的社会变革。每个获奖者组织都会获得35万美元的赠款。现已开始接受2025年的提名，截止日期为4月26日。